I get weary of this zero-tolerance bullshit. It's annoying. Zero tolerance. To begin with, it's a fascist concept. It's what Hitler and Stalin practiced. It allows for no exceptions or compassion of any kind. All is black and white. No gradations. But even more important, it doesn't solve anything. The use of such a slogan simply allows whichever company, school, or municipality is using it to claim they're doing something about a problem, when in fact, nothing is being done at all, and the problem is being ignored. It's a cosmetic non-solution designed to impress simpletons. Whenever you hear the phrase zero tolerance, remember, someone is bullshitting you. Dempsey's Department Store. Drop in today. Shoppers, for a limited time only, Dempsey's Department Store is offering a complete line of cheap crap at extremely high prices. Come in today and be treated rudely by our poorly trained clerks. Remember, at Dempsey's, we're not just talking about the high cost of living. We're doing something about it. We're raising our prices. I'm not sure you've noticed it, but I'm always trying to improve society. And in my relentless pursuit, I feel the time may finally have arrived for me to address, "Have a nice day." I think we can agree it's gotten completely out of hand. Just to give you some background on my long-standing interest in this subject, when I was a young man, we didn't have a nice day. It isn't that we didn't have nice days, of course. Offhand, I can remember several, most of them in 1949. But somehow we had them without any prompting. No coaching was necessary. The nice days just sort of happened. Perhaps at that time the days were simply nicer and we took them for granted. It could be that today's days leave much to be desired and actually need a little help. But if that's true, I'm not convinced that "have a nice day" is the best solution. And so, in my ongoing effort to elevate human experience, I think I've come up with an improved version of "have a nice day." It's an alternative system of well-wishing, and frankly, something I hope will become the next big trend. But before I tell you about it, it's important to remind you that there's a limiting factor at work here. Most people have very little control over what sort of day they're going to have. For instance, when one person says, "Have a nice day," the other may well be thinking, "I've just been diagnosed with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and I'm also coughing up thick black stuff." In this case, the well-wisher's words will fall on deaf ears. And so, I feel that perhaps, in the interest of realism, instead of being directed arbitrarily to have a nice day, people should simply be encouraged to do the best they can. It's also probably unrealistic to expect someone to have a nice day all day long. How often does that happen? The day is simply too long and comprises too many parts. One's day may start off well enough, but quite often the niceness is difficult to sustain over an extended period of time. And so, instead of the now standard and far too general, "have a nice day," I have devised a new, more specific system of selective short-term well-wishing that puts much less pressure on the recipient. In my system, the time of day a person offers good wishes determines what should be said. As an example, under my method, if I run into an acquaintance at 9 a.m., I'm likely to say, "Have a satisfying mid-morning." I believe in getting someone off to a good start, and it's a modest enough goal to suggest at such an early hour. Had the encounter taken place a bit earlier, I may have been inclined to offer a simple yet cheerful, "Here's wishing you a refreshing post-sleep phase." And turning the clock back even further, if the two of us had been out late and parted at 3 in the morning, I'm sure I would have told him to "have yourself a stimulating pre-dawn." As you can see, I'm fully prepared for any time of day. 12 noon, you may ask? May your midday be crammed with unfettered joy and myriad delights. 2 in the afternoon? I hope you experience a rewarding post-lunch. Likewise, as the day draws to a close, can you guess what I tell a person at 5:30 in the afternoon? Enjoy your sundown. It's short, it's pleasant, it doesn't demand a lot. Here's one for the same time of day, which I reserve for more serious-minded friends. Have a profound dusk. I like it. I feel it shows a certain respect for the other fellow's depth of soul. Or, and this is a particular favorite of mine, have a challenging twilight. I enjoy giving the other person something to struggle with, just as happy hour is getting underway. By the way, I have a playful side as well. If my friend is a Scottish person, I may say, have a bonny gloaming, but not too often. I don't like to show off my command of foreign languages. Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this little explanation of my new system, but more important, I hope you'll put it to work in your daily lives. And so now, dear listener, as we prepare to take our leave, you may be tempted to think I'll be hard-pressed to offer a parting wish that hasn't already been suggested. Don't underestimate me. You see, I'm not limited to the short form. Occasionally, in an expansive mood, I get carried away, and my rhetoric becomes ornate. And so, as we part, let me state that I hope you have a memorable tomorrow, including, but not limited to, the promising golden hours of morning, the full rich bloom of afternoon, and of course the quiet gentle hours of evening, when time, pausing for an instant and breathing a small sigh, rushes forward to greet the newly forming day. I hope you appreciate the extra effort.